Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. You've got to love it. We're back again for another weekend review on the world of talk radio, the talk radio stage, if you will, which is an audio stage. And some of the stars are here to talk with us about what's going on according to Talkers Magazine, the items that are on the charts for this week. Joining us is Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and this program, the Good Day program, which extends its wings to take in the conversation about some of the things we actually don't talk about on the Good Day Show, but because they're hot and they're in the overall, in the corner, in the case of items to be discussed, or being discussed, actually, on some of the more traditional and more political talk radio stations. That's where all this comes from. So Jen's here. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program, and I'm Doug Steffen. The list includes, but not limited to, number 10, the Senate dress code. Yeah, let's hear it for white shirts and narrow ties and narrow
lapels. Sweatpants for all.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. The Federal Trade Commission and its quest to go get Amazon. Go get them. Yeah. Number 9, let's see here. Number 8 is the investigation of the young and restless Hunter Biden. Let's see. Number 7, one of the biggest crooks to come along in a long, long time is Mr. Menendez. He's a senator from New Jersey, and he's also a crook. I thought that about him decades ago. He's
but
a crook.
But he gets to stay in court.
Oh, yes, right. He's
because he put his money in his jacket pocket. Doesn't
right.
mean anything. He's old school.
No. That's it, right? Cash is king. Number 6. The migrant situation getting more ridiculous every day. Number 5, the impeachment inquiry, also kind of ridiculous. Number 4, the Trump. It's another, whether it's ridiculous or a sideshow, whatever it is, it's the Trumpster at his best. Number 3, and you kind of saw that with the UAW, the visit that Trump had and Biden, both of them went to see the workers. But Trump managed to. Now, Jennifer, you were very much involved in the presidential debate, the Republican debate
great.
On Wednesday.
I was there, which was so much fun.
Yeah, it was at the Reagan Library, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that the Reagan? Yeah, okay. So these guys are all up there interrupting each other and sounding.
Well, the debate was atrocious, but being at the library was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. That's great. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. I love that place. Oh, my God. What
yeah, it's of the presidential libraries I've been, it's absolutely the most beautiful. And California has two. We have the Nixon Library, which also gets kind of the short shrift, but it's amazing. They have a replica.
Well, that's because it's Nixon. Nobody liked Nixon. Everybody loved Reagan. So
they have the replica of the East Room. They have Nixon's birthplace.
They have the airplane.
Right in the backyard. It's really
never mind all that other stuff. They got the airplane.
But the Reagan has Air Force One, and it sits in the pavilion, and that's where the debate was. So they had all of these windows behind the debate stage. You could watch the sun come down over Simi Valley. Yeah. Air Force One just kind of hovering over everything. Yeah. Really, really cool setup.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, as you said, the debate itself was a waste of time, but it was nice ambiance.
Do you want my little update here about that?
Yeah, because you were there. Update. Let's have it. Yeah, why not? Let's go.
So this kind of stuff I just geek out for, and I had never been to a presidential debate. So I got up there early because I was doing several hits for some of the different shows and news channels and stuff like that. So I got up there early. You go up the hill. They have you in a bus, and they take you up to the Reagan Library from downhill. And, of course, as soon as you get there, what was notable is all the Trump supporters were at the bottom of the hill. So they had all of their flags. They had a sign that said something to the effect of, we need Trump to save our country. Like, just a bunch of stuff. And they were there all day and, in fact, picked up steam. On the way down the hill, there were even more of them. So that was interesting to see. I didn't see any counter-protesters, which they were reporting on the news. There was going to be, like, people from Armenia. There's a conflict with Azerbaijan right now. That
more than that, the Azerbaijanis, just as an aside, as a perhaps a subtext story, the Azerbaijanis are murdering cutthroats.
And cutting off their trade
Armenia.
And stuff, right?
Awful.
So it was, they were supposed to be there. I didn't see anybody that was a counter-protester. Just everybody there was pro-Trump at the bottom. So when you get up the hill, lots of security. You had to walk through metal detectors every time you came out of a different area. But they expected 500 members of the media. They had 700 members of the audience. Each campaign got to bring in 10 different delegates or 10 different people with them as part of their delegation. And there were 400 or 500, I can't remember what she said, workers from the Reagan Library, Fox, who did the Fox Business Debate, and then Univision. So think about how many people were in that library. It was actually probably a busier day than most days at
that
library.
That's a pretty big library. I remember going up there the day that I did. It was in September. I remember this because Megan was pregnant with my grandson, Miles. So it was 8 years ago, it was 8 years ago this week that I went up there. And I didn't like it. I loved it.
I know.
It was one of those
geeky.
Yeah, I mean,
Of the things that I did, and it just kind of like it hit you. I came outside the tent because it was really hot inside the press tent, and I went and sat on a bench because I was doing it just a phone hit instead of a video hit. And so I sat on the bench and I looked over as I was waiting for the phone to ring, and I see the final resting place of President Reagan and Mrs. Reagan. I thought, what would they think of all this? What would they be thinking right now? Where would he be on things like Ukraine or on the economy or on
he'd
Biden
be a leader
or Trump?
Because he was a leader. He would have been a leader. We don't have leaders now. We have people who make a lot of noise. One of the things about sitting, I know exactly where you were sitting, looking down from there into the valley is one of the most beautiful. It's a Simi Valley. If you sit there right by where
you can see the ocean on clear.
Yeah, one side and then the valley on the other. It's fabulous. All right, anyway.
So that was really fun. It kind of hits you like what you're doing. But at the reception, a lot of the Fox dignitaries, I saw Brett Baer and Kellyanne Conway in person and Bill Malusian, Pete Hegseth, a lot of the different folks were there. Almost every person that you know that covers politics in the media was there. I sat and watched the debate right down the row from Dana Bash from CNN, Jonathan Carl from ABC. I did, and the spin room. And so the buzz was less about the candidates and more about the fact that Gavin Newsom, our California governor, showed up. And everybody was waiting to see him. And this guy is so scary because he is so slick. And I know what his policies do because
Sid's
I live
slick.
In the state
That's
of
it.
California.
Mm. Yep.
And he's a slime wad. And I hope that people are smart enough to see it, but I don't know. He's pretty good, and he threatens anybody who wants, like, a sane country because he is not the face
toxic.
Of sanity.
Mm-hmm. He's toxic. That's how I think you were, too. All right, speaking of toxic, number one story this week is the potential government shutdown. Me being the eternal optimist that I am still thinks now as we do this program, I don't want to spend much time on it because this program airs all through the weekend. But as we do it, there's still a couple of days or some number of hours, and I still think that perhaps there's a chance that we won't go into this unbelievable waste of money and time and effort because of 25 or 30 nutwads on either side of the party or either side of the aisle. But because it's an innocuous kind of thing as the program airs over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, not much we can do about seeing what the outcome will be. And so we'll all wake up Monday morning to a new world order. Hooray! All right, what President Biden has done this week, I'm amazed. He was about as blistering as he's been. He's not much at this stuff, but he really took off on Trump, which I think is in order because Trump's been taking off on him. Neither of them have had anything new to say. It's just now it's Donald Trump and the MAGA extremists. What happened to MAGAGA? I thought the new thing was MAGAGA, not MAGA.
Well, you can't make America great again because, Joe Biden ruined it. So it's back to make America great again.
Okay. All right. So anyway, he was in Arizona. He said democracies don't have to die at the end of a rifle. They can die when people are silent, when they fail to stand up or condemn threats to democracy. Joe, you're as much of a threat to democracy as he is. So they, both of you are losers. In my book, that's not necessarily what... anyway, let's, we have to spend some time on this stuff because it's the Talk Radio Review. Jay, you're being very quiet, and I always want to have, because you add some peace and quiet to our conversations.
No.
Sometimes. And so, no, apparently. Biden criticized the Republicans for not only their approach to Trump, but... the fact that Trump said, what was the, it's Miller, right? Or Milley? Who's the general that Trump said
general
should be
Milley.
Executed?
Mark Milley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who you're talking
right.
about?
Yeah. Deserved the death penalty. That didn't go over too well with a lot of people.
You
one
know,
way or
just,
another.
I don't know. There's just so much insanity and
yeah.
a lot
yeah.
of nerve.
You, there's
people.
Nothing you can do, even you being the Trump supporter you are, to defend that. That's an indefensible statement.
Of what?
Telling the in a
Mark Milley getting the death penalty.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's
obviously
indefensible.
Meant to throw stones, but there's a lot of anger built up against Mark Milley. I mean,
well, but that's why like, a lot of it's been
made,
created by Trump. By Trump,
the death that's that was created, and the opportunities. I mean, people have to look at Afghanistan, and they are furious about that.
But that wasn't Milley's necessarily. That's not, he wasn't
Part
in that all by himself. He was
nope.
maybe part of it, but no. Okay. And by the way, this you can go back if you are you're supposedly a good Republican and you look into what went on as to going into Afghanistan after 2000, after September 11, 2001, and going in there for a couple of years, and then we pull out and go to Iraq. That is one of the biggest, most shameful moments in American history. We've had plenty of them, but in my mind, as
and
sort of a quasi-historian.
That Trump constantly mentions is that he always
yeah.
screamed loudly about how that was a terrible idea. That was a bad
awful.
Idea.
Yep. It's ridiculous. All right, so anyway, that's the Biden side of things. I suppose we've heard all of the Trump stuff. We ought to probably talk about the Trump legal situation. We'll do that as we move ahead here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 18 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Social media time now. The Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. The Week in Review, if you will. We often post on all of our social media sites, which you can access by just using at Good Day Networks. That's the way into all of them. Answering questions that Jay posts during the course of the week. First item of interest here, regardless of your political party, which of the GOP candidates do you feel are rising above the rest? Who's going to the top of the list?
Yeah, Mary McLaughlin says, Haley or Chris, we need some experience in the White House right now.
There's something about him. I'm with you. I like him. I actually like the
two of
these
people.
Are we
talking, Chris, like Chris Christie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I know that's
you
an
like
athlete
him,
you. I like him because he, I don't like all the focus on Trump, but I like him because I just find him,
you'd hate
maybe
him.
It's my northeasternness,
like,
but.
Yeah, but like, I think 4 seconds ago you weren't a fan of him. But
oh, no. Listen, I'm happy to admit I'm changing stripes, but okay. I'm looking at all these clowns. I've never been on DeSantis's wagon. I would never use the word despise with any of these people because I don't want to give him that much energy, but I find him to be such a lollygagger, a DeSantis. Tim Scott, I think, has a lot of good things to say. Nikki Haley does as well. I think these people are all posturing to be vice presidential candidates, which will be interesting, isn't it? Who's the governor that skinny mini that he was with? Is it South Dakota's governor? The lady
that
Trump...
Oh, Chris, you know?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she... Yeah,
I think of anybody on the stage, the person who has the best chance at being vice president is probably Tim Scott.
Yeah. Yep. I think you're right about that. That would actually not be a bad pick.
Really like Tim Scott. He's just having trouble standing out because he's too nice of a person.
Well, mm-hmm. Nobody even commented for him. It's all Haley or Chris, Trump.
Definitely getting the push, I think, now from the party, because the party was all about DeSantis, and then DeSantis kind of failed them and petered out, and so now the party
he failed himself because he's a boob. All right, let's keep going. Who else? What else have we got here?
Mike Willard says, Trump, his policies have worked almost every time. Gretchen Hollingsworth echoes Trump. He has always been for the people and doesn't play political games.
Oh, come on.
Amen to that, sister.
No, punk them.
Ingrid Griffin.
Political
wrong.
Games. That's a
big news, Doug. Fake
bunch
news.
Of baloney. Good
wrong.
God.
Wrong.
Keep going.
Ingrid Griffin says, if I was a Republican voter, I would prefer Mike Pence. To me, he is the only one that has morals.
Morals? How do you define that? Maybe we need to go dig into that a little bit deeper. Mike Pence is wallpaper, as far as I'm concerned. Other than that, he's got a nice head of hair, and he's got a nice smile, and he speaks. He was always kind of a lousy talk host. He stood up to Trump, though, at the end. I got to give him that. So that's why people pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The five people in the Republican Party who don't like Trump.
You know what I call Mike Pence? I call him no shot.
Right. I think that's accurate. Who's next?
Donna loses Ramaswamy. He articulates a lot of policies that would empower the American people and expresses his thoughts in a rational manner without insulting people.
I agree.
That is a nice change of things.
Yep, it is. He's good.
Gretchen Stoller says DeSantis. He's not Trump. Honestly, he can do a better job than Trump. Extra points in my book for being a veteran. We need a younger generation in that office, and he's got my vote.
Okay, we do need a younger generation in the office. I'm 100% with you, Gretchen, on that one, but that's as far as it goes. But listen, to each his own. What else?
Johnny Powell says, I think Nikki Haley, I think the fact that she is willing to tell the Republicans that they are just as guilty as the Democrats on the spending is the proper course of action. There's plenty of blame to go around.
So blame is all the blame game these guys all want to play. But what fixes the problem? What's your solution? Never mind pointing your finger. That's why I don't. Chris Christie's got a problem because he just keeps pointing the finger at Trump. We've arrived at the point. It's 28 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The likelihood of a government shutdown is on the rise. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. The news of California Senator Dianne Feinstein's death hit hard at the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
Feinstein served in the Senate for 30 years. The United Auto Workers Union set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain announced today that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant near Lansing, Michigan, and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will also be walking off the job. John Schaefer, USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back to what's going on here. Talk Radio Review. The charts for the week of September 25th to the 29th, according to Talkers Magazine. All of these items are published each week, so you can see them. I try to go through the list at least once in each hour, so that you have the formal story list and people list. At number 5 this week on the list from Talkers Magazine, they've done the research. We talk about it. Biden and the impeachment inquiry. The whole business about whether he is guilty of whatever he's guilty of. There are a lot of Republicans who don't want to do this. Kind of a waste of time and effort and money. There are plenty of things you can take shots at Biden about. Plenty without wasting the revenue that's so hard to come by, especially with interest rates. Look at the economy. Look at the economic news this past week. Not good.
I think it's a waste of money. I just think selfishly, what I don't want to see is I don't want to see them actually impeach him, because I'd like to see someone run against him. He's easy to beat. He's a crook. That's in my mind.
People say that about Trump, although he's not easy to beat. He's a crook.
But people also just like to talk without actually using facts. You know I don't do that here. So what I'll tell you this week, we've discovered about Joe, because it's always something, is that for all the times he said he never talked to Hunter about his business dealings,
Nobody believes that.
Doug, he said it, and he said it on a debate stage, and he swore to it 1,000 times. The guy is a lying crook. And so then
Joe
he comes
Trump,
out and says,
though.
So I'm tired of that because I'm giving you reasons why Joe Biden actually lied.
Yes.
Find the lie for Trump. Give me a Trump lie.
The problem here is,
this is a problem. People say Trump's a liar, Trump's a this. And I say, give me a Trump lie, and you can't give me one. But I can tell you that Joe Biden lied about knowing about Hunter Biden.
He said he paid all of his subs, and he hasn't paid all of his subs. All the people that contracted to work for him said he always paid him. He didn't pay him. There's plenty of them that went bankrupt because he didn't pay
them. Do we have the proof of that?
Sure. There's plenty of stuff. You can go back in the list. That's the easy way out. However, if you go back, and he's notorious for that stuff for years, decades, anyway.
So just continuing on this path for a second.
Yes. Okay.
So the latest that has come out are wire forms that show $250,000 sent via wire to Hunter Biden at his dad's home address. That's right. Joe Biden's home address, where he still lives today, on the wire paperwork. That's number one. Number two, last weekend, it slowly came out that instead of the $20 million they've been able to track into Biden's shell corporations, the number's now $50 million. They've uncovered another $30 million.
Good retirement fund.
You know, I know what? But see, that's the problem, is that we kind of laugh it off, but the problem is that he's using our taxpayer dollars to strong arm people around the country so that, or excuse me, around the world, so that he makes money for himself and his family. That's
nobody's questioning that. And I'm trying not to do what I criticized you and others when something comes up about Biden or Trump. Well, the other guy did it too. At some point, there has to be an end to all of that discussion and dialogue, because it gets you no place. It doesn't prove anything about one person to say the other person does the same thing. The thing that we need is to find good leadership, and we haven't found it. We don't have it. And no matter what happens with this election, unless there's a surprise of surprises, we still don't have it. The economy is in the tank. Now, maybe Trump can do something about that because his economy was better when he was president. But there are all these other things that are swirling around that become distractions. As soon as he set foot into the White House, the Democrats will try to impeach him. You know that. And so how much, what I was saying about the waste of money before on both of these counts, Biden's impeachment, all the stuff, the Trump legal problems are costing the taxpayer hundreds of millions of dollars, whether it be the New York taxpayer, federal, because all of these accusations, all these charges require big, elaborate legal teams, and they're getting paid by you and me. So that's what I find very distracting.
I think what you are absolutely right about is that we are now in a tit for tat, and I do think that it doesn't stop until I don't even know what makes it stop
it.
At this point.
Yep, I don't either.
Because people are so wanting to just hear what they want to hear, and that's it. Yeah. And they already make up their minds, and they like who they like, and they hate who they hate, and that's that.
So that's why I don't talk about it much on the Good Day program, because it doesn't go very far.
It's not a great thing to celebrate your day with.
No. All right, here's a California story that this is not on the story list. This kidnapped 17-year-old who was rescued from a motel room. He was being held for ransom in Santa Maria. What the heck is the story behind the story?
The border sits wide open, and we're allowing the cartels to absolutely run it. And that's exactly what people believe happened here. They think that this was the result of one of the cartels. This kid is 17 years old. He's driving on the street. Somebody T-bones him, gets him out of the car, and then takes him at gunpoint into a Jeep where they're holding him, and the ransom calls are coming from Mexico. And so the mother's beside herself. She's freaking out. According to somebody, they said that the father had done some crazy business dealing a while ago, and that was why this kid was targeted. But I haven't heard that that's true. That could have just been some weird excuse. Yeah. But they had the kid for 4 days. Now, they finally used the car information. They had like a Jeep that they had purchased or stolen, something that was listed on Facebook Marketplace, and that's how they were able to track him to this hotel, and they busted in and found the kid locked up in the corner.
Ridiculous reality.
If you're a mom, though, think about all the dangers that you think about when your kid leaves the house every day.
Yep.
And now the latest is that you have to think that they're going to be in a car accident, someone's going to try to kidnap them.
Hmm. All right, so that sort of is a way of discussing part of our concern on number six this week, the story list, the migrant crisis. There are plenty of stories like that. I want to spend some time talking about the illustrious career of Senator Menendez, who this week, number seven on the story list is the Menendez case, and he's number six on the people list. I've always thought this guy was a sleaze. From the first time I met him, which was almost 20 years ago, he's got a new big-boobed wife who apparently is pretty good in the idea department. So she's been charged with him, if I read all of this stuff correctly.
Oh, yeah, don't sleep on the wife on this one. Because apparently they got engaged in 2018. She was in financial ruins. She had a bunch of properties. Everything was upside down. She was, like, getting ready to lose everything. And then all of a sudden she got engaged and married to Senator Menendez, and things started to turn around. And in the indictment, they have a lot of different text messages between the wife. So it would go wife, Menendez and these Egyptian businessmen. Mm-hmm. And that's where the indictment stemmed from. Now, I agree that Menendez has always been involved in, like, the wrong side of stuff, right? I mean, yep. He always has.
Sleazy.
But at the same time, he gets his day in court. Yeah. It seems incredibly stupid when you take money from someone to have their DNA in an envelope and you shove it in a jacket pocket. I mean, that seems short-sighted. But I also think, unfortunately, politics at play here, and that is that this is being used. I almost think that this comes out now because this is being used by Democrats who are calling for his resignation more than any Republican, not a Republican.
Because they want another Democrat to get in there.
Well, they do, before the election. But they also want to say, look, this is how we handle our people with problems. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, everything's fair under the law. And I think they're using this guy as a scapegoat. I mean, look at the response over him and his $450,000 that he allegedly took in bribes compared to the, as I told you, $50 million now of the Biden family. The response is not quite the same from the Democrats that are elected.
Susan Rice doesn't like Menendez. That's why he's in trouble. Meanwhile, number 9 on the people list is the ever-loving John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Democratic senator, who, among other things
today.
This week, it is kind of sad because we spent a lot of time talking about the Senate dress code and how he kind of was, he came on the short stick there. They voted to dress up in suits and ties, and this is a very important group. So to come in with a sweatsuit, and so he comes in and he says, "Well, I have to do it for medical reasons or something," right? Isn't that what he?
I don't even know if he said medical reasons. I don't know. He's notorious for dressing like this, even before the stroke when he was like lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. He's just never dressed up.
Yeah.
And so Chuck Schumer changed the rules, and then there was an outcry from everybody saying there should be some decorum on the floor of the Senate.
Yeah.
And so they voted on it again, and that's when it was decided that they're going to reverse the dress code. But I don't know. I say hoodies for everybody, you know, just parachute
right.
pants, bikinis,
that's
whatever
right.
you want.
That's right. And bring your pajamas, too, while you're at it. After all, we work in our pajamas. Why shouldn't they? Right?
Pants optional.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. So, with regard to Fetterman, he was, I think, the first one to be open about expelling Menendez also. That's
his aide was actually pretty funny. I have to give him credit for this. His aide said that they were going to return the $5,000 that was given to Fetterman in $100 bills in an unmarked envelope. It's kind of amusing.
Yeah, that's kind of amusing. All right. Now, this is sort of a subtext. A couple of things about election stuff first. The number of Democrats who are being herded like cats by Susan Rice and the others who are running the Democratic Party, who are coming out now, the high-profile list of Dems who are fanning out all over the country to promote Joe Biden for president. And, of course, with that, all of these people have their own, the business of supporting Joe and getting in good graces with the Democratic National Committee means I want to be first on the list for the next round, right? Let's
right.
look at 2028, never mind 2024. We want to run, and Newsom is the biggest phony on that
power.
List.
Right.
Yeah. Right? I mean, who else is on there?
I think Governor Whitmer. Governor Whitmer. Is
yeah,
probably
Whitmer,
one.
I always count. Yeah.
The other one that doesn't get a lot of attention that I actually think is pretty compelling is it Wes Brown, I think is his name. He's the governor of Delaware. Really, you want to talk about someone who has it, like that it factor and the charisma?
Yeah.
Definitely one of those. And
what
he's
about,
military.
What about Representative Ro Khanna? California
Democrat. He gets a lot of attention. I don't know that he has a lot of name recognition throughout the country.
Well, he's been going to New Hampshire. He's been 3 times up there wandering around. He doesn't know his way around.
A lot
New
of people
Hampshire
thought
really
he
well.
Was going to run for Dianne Feinstein's seat in the Senate, but he chose not to. He's the surrogate now for Barbara Lee, who's one of the candidates. I think he's interesting because he's a Democrat who will go on conservative media, and that always intrigues me. And it's a thing that I can compliment Newsom on, as much as I hate it, is he goes on conservative media.
James
You're not
Carville
win preaching to the choir.
Who, who was the architect of Bill Clinton's victory, mm-hmm. and he's been around strategizing for years, is on his bandwagon. I thought that was
interesting. Huh?
Yeah, right. All right, Jennifer, hold on to your hat, please. It's 48 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Oh, no, I can't do that now. Time now for a list of the charts, the actual list for this last week of September. Doug Steffen here with the story list from Talkers Magazine. You'll find the list every week at Talkers Magazine and at gooddayshow.com, talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 10, the dress code. Yeah! Let's wear our pajamas to the Senate. Number 9, the Federal Trade Commission going after Amazon. Hunter Biden is in his investigation. Number 8, the charges against Senator Menendez. Number 7, the migrant situation is 6. The impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden is 5. The Trump legal battles, number 4. The strike against the United Auto Workers, number 3. The presidential race in that debate, number 2, and the looming government shutdown. Number 1 this week on the story list at Talkers. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, that's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you. And coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is. And you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website. And then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and save big, you want to call us. Our number's toll-free. 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com. The people list, courtesy of the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists posted every week, and then you can listen to the discussion of what's going on News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. At number 10 on the people list, Cassidy Hutchinson. Number 9, John Fetterman. Number 8, all of the presidential candidates on the Republican side. Number 7, Tanya Chutkin. I never pronounce it correctly. I think it's close. Number 6, Bob Menendez. Number 5, Hunter Biden. Number four, Arthur Engeren. Number three, Donald Trump. Number two, Jumpin' Joe Biden. And number one is Kevin McCarthy. Will we have a government shutdown? That's certainly number one person on the people list connected to the number one story on that, on the story side of things. Okay, that's it. The info from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jay has taken a powder, so it's Jennifer and me against the world. Woo! And woo!
We're both still filled with so much energy about that.
All right, let's talk about number four on the story list this week, the legal fiasco. The Justice Department has now accused the lawyers for Donald Trump of dragging their feet in the documents case. No! How could they ever do that? Donald and his lawyers would never do that. They'd never file useless and baseless claims just to slow things down. Who would think that was the case? However,
well, and I think the other thing with the documents is that the argument about all of these things is that they were slow walked to take place right before the election. That was the plan all along, is that all of these investigations that went on and on and on, and we're investigating Trump, go get Trump, they drop them 6 months before primary day. Now, does anybody think that's realistic, or is that,
it,
I mean,
kind
you
of
have
comes
the evidence, you drop it when you have the evidence. Instead, they kind of held it, and that's the accusation. And then they're saying, okay, well, it took us 3 years to put together a case against Trump, but he's only got 6 weeks to defend himself before the trial starts. And that's what the argument of his legal team is. Well, if it took you 3 years to build the case, shouldn't we get 3 years to defend the case?
All right. So this comes out of the same kettle of fish, if you will, the same thinking that shows that Trump is a, if nothing else, a brilliant strategist. So the other night, while the Republicans are having the debate that you've been talking about, the presidential debate at the Reagan Library, the Trumpster was doing a press conference for the United Auto Workers. And just coincidentally, he spent an extra, he was planned, it was supposed to be from 8 to 9, but did he leave at 9? No. He stayed on for another, 16, 17 minutes just to dig into the time.
But that shows, I think it also, so number one, it's genius because you're counter-programming a debate that you're not going to. So that's really smart.
Yeah.
But number two, one of the things that I've always talked about as someone who likes Trump is, as a strategy, he should be inserting himself in places where Joe Biden won't go. So, for instance, he went to Ohio when the train derailed. Biden still hasn't been there. I think Trump should go to the border in the next couple of days because Biden won't go there. He said he was going to the United Auto Workers strike when Joe Biden was like, no, man, it's not going to happen, man. And then he says he's going, and then all of a sudden Biden's like, uh-oh, so Biden has to go. Biden spends 12 minutes. Trump shows his energy and spends extra time. So each and every place, if you want to show people, especially forget the people who are already decided, but the people who are in the middle who are going, oh, boy, a Trump and Biden matchup. What are we going to do again? You see Trump, who looks like he's more energetic and he's got, you know, a little more wherewithal, and he's able to be the places that actually matter to people. That's a really smart strategy because he's thinking about running against Biden, not against Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
Yeah, why waste your time?
Right.
Oh, that bunch. All right, now, the other cases in point here with regard to, again, the legal battle, the general focus, number four this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the civil fraud trial may start at the beginning of this next week. The delay, Gonzo, let's see, what else have we got? The Trump Tower thing. He's in court on control of the Trump Tower in New York and some other properties. There are a number of them at risk. I don't know that much about that. Do you?
So much of it. One of the decisions this week, one of the judges said that the Trump Organization was guilty of fraud. But I want to fill you in on this and just listen to this.
Was it that fraud was borrowing money and stuff and over?
Overstated the value of Mar-a-Lago. Now, you've been to Palm Beach. Have you been by Mar-a-Lago?
I've been in Mar-a-Lago. I had lunch in Mar-a-Lago.
I think they did it for like 18, I can't remember, $18 million or something like that.
Would you
say that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million? No way.
Yep.
It's worth more than that.
I'd say it was worth $24-25 million.
And so this judge who's
given where it
motivated,
is and what it is.
The prosecutor is politically motivated. They go after Trump, who didn't defraud anybody. He paid back all of his loans. This is about the attorney general in New York, not anybody who pressed forward with the civil case.
That may be in this circumstance, but Trump has screwed lots of people.
Well, we're going one at a time here, so we can only take the case at hand. And the attorney general obviously made it her campaign promise to go after him.
All right. And Trump's team has been paying the legal bills for people caught up in his prosecution, still out of campaign funding, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So,
well, some of it. I don't think that it's all coming from there.
I notice how her voice drops off there, folks, as she recognizes, of course, that we're out of time. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.